So we've actually stepped back quite a bit in time, haven't we? What we're looking at now is a return to the time before Ephialtes in 462. It's a return to Cimon's moderate democracy of the 460s, in which the Thetis were the rowers in the fleet and they hadn't any real political voice because it was the hoplites, that middle stratum of society, that packed the assemblies and in voting made policy. But in these times, Athens hadn't suffered any catastrophes. And it's this message that the 400 preach. There had been no Sicilian disaster before Ephialtes, but now the times have changed, and so regimes should change. The oligarchs did start out trying to increase Athens' financial reserves, as well as its general well-being. However, it was soon very obvious how much power they had. For example, they abolished state pay. And they also dismissed the boule, though they did pay off its members when they did so. An oligarchy could hardly have a key democratic organ like the boule that met virtually every day functioning at the same time, could it? However, splits soon occurred in the ranks of the oligarchs over policy to Sparta. Some of the oligarchs wanted to send an embassy to Sparta in 411 to discuss a peace settlement, regardless of what the terms imposed on Athens would be. But other oligarchs wanted to attack the Spartans and bring them to battle. So it's a bit like the Nicias versus Alcibiades debate all over again. And as with those two, the splits in the ranks of the oligarchs were irreconcilable, and they began to affect the rule of the 400 detrimentally. Since the 400 had been set up to fix the war, to fix things, what was happening now, given the splits in their ranks, wasn't going to augur well for their continuation in the future. And a bigger problem for the oligarchs was the Athenian fleet now based at Samos. As we've been saying, although political power was now in the hands of the 400, and citizenship was open only to moderates or hoplites, the men stationed with the fleet at Samos were the equivalent of the Thetes in the pre-Ephialtic constitution. These men, that's the men with the fleet, would have been against the loss of their political power in 411, despite how, in effect, they had run Athens into the ground. The fact that the assembly so effortlessly consigned itself to the back burner when it created this Council of 400, this that became the rule of the 400 oligarchs, was because so many of the rowers were not in Athens, they're in Samos. In other words, they weren't at the assembly in Athens. And this may well have been another reason to station the fleet at Samos, well away from Athens, so that these men couldn't vote against oligarchy.